All right, one more personal question on my Briggs & Stratton. Where the exhaust and the air filter are, they always, to me, seem too close together. How often should and every time I turn it over, and you know, you've got those six or seven holes that brings the air, and they're always, always gunked up, no matter if it's a brand new one, filter, no filter. How often should I be changing that air filter?
Okay. In Arizona, we have some of the finest dust in the country.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Like super fine?
Right.
Like really nice?
Super fine. So you've got paper filters and foam filters. You're talking about a foam filter.
I am.
Where the foam needs to be oiled, and that oil is what captures the dirt. And you can probably just wipe that off and keep mowing. The filter's over an inch thick, so it's going to have a hard time getting all the way through. But do oil that.
It's even been so hard to start sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm not at a place where I can just run to Scotty's. I'm on 250th Avenue. I mean, I'm 20 miles from a gas station.
Yeah.
So I just got to get the job done sometimes.
No, but that's the nice thing about foam
filter.
I fixed
the chain with paper clips. I've taken the filter off, and I've rubber band a paper towel over it just to finish
the
job.
Nice.
Sometimes.
Nice. No, but that's the advantage of a foam filter is that you can just take it out, clean it with soapy water, put some oil in it, squeeze it out, and then put it back in, and you're good. And then the other important thing is that you change your oil more regularly. Just run the machine until the oil is hot, and then you can tip it forward and drain out that oil. And most of them carry about 20 ounces of oil, so it's pretty easy. The paper filter is another thing. When that paper turns a dark color, you just have to replace it. You cannot clean the paper, okay?
And blade sharpening. I've tried to do the reel before, thinking, you know what, I can sharpen knives, I can sharpen a blade. And one thing you always learn, you know, the first thing when you're sharpening your knife is you want to get the whole blade in a stroke. Well, there's no place you can see the reel start to finish that you can finish the stroke. I'm like, well, I'll take it out. And I turn it over, I'm like, I don't have time to take this apart.
Right. No, we charge $75 to sharpen a McLean. But the reason is because there's a special machine that does it. What you can do is you can tip it back and sharpen that bed knife. And all you're going to do is you're not going to actually touch the cutting surface on top. You're just going to shave the front. Now, if you have a 4-inch grinder, it's real easy. You can just shave the front, but you want to get the clearance down. And another common thing is that you hit a stone and that bed knife bends. So
we have Rock Patrol before we get the reel out.
Now, Tim, I have to tell you, I would bring my reel lawnmower into you more often. But the fight is I always need someone to help me load that stupid thing in the back of the truck. Do you have like a pickup service you come by? I'm just down the street from you now, Tim. I am just down the street from you.
At this point, we don't. I do have a 17-year-old son, so maybe we can get that.
I got to go get the quad trailer, take the quads off it, take the self-propelled and drive it up there, anchor it down. So it's always a big job. But
you
anyway.
Walmart sells this tray that goes in your receiver hitch for like $56. And it's not a slam dunk. You still have to get it up about 12 inches off the ground, but it's a lot easier than getting it into
12 inches.
SUV.
I can do that. That tailgate of the pickup truck. I can't get it
anymore. I love these things that they sell. They're great.
Well, how would somebody get to Scotty's Lawnmower? I've never been there. I apologize.
No,
but I know Jay uses it. Uh-huh. I know Rosie uses it. I'm just not on your side of town.
I got another call from somebody else who uses Scotty's, and that's Dave Jernigan of the Gardener's Touch. And he told me, my shop is right next to a lawn repairer. He said, and I travel to Scotty's to get my stuff done.
He's right in between two.
Because Scotty's the real deal.
Right there on 32nd Street, south of Western Ranchman. There's a couple lawnmower shops right there, and then there's even one up on Bell and about Cave Creek. So he goes from there over to...
We're at the 101 and Raintree. So
there's a lot at 101 and Raintree.
I know.
Walk me there.
Exactly. So if you're coming from the west, you're going to go east on the 101, and it's going to turn south, and you're going to see Frank Lloyd Wright, and then the next turn off is Raintree. And you just go west a couple blocks to 83rd Place, go north, and we're the third driveway on the right.
Okay.
So it's actually right behind the Scottsdale Gun Club. So a lot of people are familiar with that place.
Yes, I am.
You know, shoot a machine gun free on your birthday.
Indoor shooting range. Nicely air conditioned.
We get calls from South Scottsdale. You're where? Oh my goodness, it's so far. You know, you go up the 101 and it takes 10 or 15 minutes and you're there.
13 minutes from the 101 and Frank Lloyd Wright to Hayden and Thomas, I can tell you that. So, yeah, it's not an excuse.
Exactly.
Hey, Dave at the Gardener's Touch also had a couple of things he wanted to add for the fescue grass. He said that when he's got several lawns that he keeps going all summer, but he keeps that grass 4 inches high.
Yes, yeah, that's what I say. You got at least two. Wow. Four is probably better. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't think people would really relate to when you say high. That is long grass.
Really long.
And then he also said...
So does he trim that with a sickle then?
Well, and, you know, and that's the problem with fescue is, quite honestly, fescue is not the greatest grass. You know, part of all the complaints about the U.S. Open where they played it this year was the fact that that's a fescue course, and it's a coarse grass. It would not be my choice of a lawn, even for a winter lawn. I don't think it's a great grass, but that's my opinion.
Mr. Harper, you enjoy the rest of your time up at Christopher Creek, and go give Trina a break on the lawnmower and let her take it.
Yeah, that ain't working out so good for me, so that's fine.
Tim, Scotty's Lawnmower, phone number?
480-951-9650.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.